Is this thing on? Hey guys, welcome back to the show. This is Alan Wolford, and I'm glad to have you. So it's been an interesting week. Today, just to give you an idea, today is April 16th. So before getting really into the show, before getting into anything, I want to give a shout out to my parents, Bill and Jeannie. Happy anniversary. Damn, 29 years of putting up with my shit, and all while being sober. Well, most of the time. So, yeah, if you guys happen to know my parents, you know, go on Facebook, send them a message, you know, congratulating them on 29 years of, you know, making it together. I mean, it's tough today, right? I mean, it is tough. So in talking about my week, you know, it's not bad, right? Everything's still going. I'm here. I'm talking to you. We've gotten great results, great information on all the podcasts that's recently been put out. Getting good emails, you know, from people talking about, hey, you know, we're glad you got the guests. You've got a good variety. We like the fact in the flow and the way that things are going. And that's what this is about. Us communicating with one another and sometimes just shutting our mouths, sitting back and listening to people that affected, you know, us in a variety of ways. I mean, if you think about it, the butterfly effect really does exist. You know, you get into a position where you're doing something. Let's say you hold the door open for somebody, and somebody down the hall sees that. And the fact that, okay, they knew you were in a hurry, you're trying to carry your lunch, you're balancing coffee, maybe a briefcase, and people still carry them. But it was the fact that you stopped your forward momentum, you stopped your priority to assist somebody with a simple task, albeit opening a door. Maybe it's moving something out of the way. Maybe it's lifting something just to assist them for that brief second. What did you do? That person watching you is now influenced by your action. They are. They're going to say, that was really neat. That guy was doing this. It took just a second, but that 1 second, you changed another life because they're going to go out and they're possibly going to hold a door open. Or maybe they'll do something even more dramatic, more beneficial to a person that wasn't anticipating it. You know, sometimes our nonverbal cues and our nonverbal actions actually will define who we truly are instead of, you know, somebody saying something stupid and removing all the doubt that they truly are stupid. And when you listen to this, nobody's stupid, okay? They may not knowingly have information on stuff. They may not know the exact answer to things, but there truly isn't anybody stupid. It's just a person either, you know, ill-informed or ill-educated on a subject matter or maybe on just a small thing, you know. A lot of people do it differently. Hell, everybody's going and using artificial intelligence now. I mean, people are so nervous about how do I do this? How do I do that? What will make me stand out among my peers that they're using, you know, like Genie or ChatGPT? And is that a bad thing? Not if you think about it. Not in that context. Not if it helps them to communicate. Now, in some levels, yeah, I don't think kids should be using this to generate, you know, reports and studies and things like that, because it deprives them of the ability to do the research. It deprives them of the ability to develop their brain patterns and maybe their short and long-term memories, because without them reading it, some of the materials and reading some of the content, you know, they go to this app, they go to this thing, and that's the way the world is now. Everybody wants that instantaneous gratification. So they plug in, they say, hey, write me a 10-page report on freaking Napoleon and his syphilis issues. Really? You know, I mean, think about that. If they studied and they went to the library, I don't think they use the Dewey Decimal System, so I don't know how they'd search the catalog. They'd look for the books, references, things like that, things that occurred, and maybe that will get them engrossed or entertained or into developing ideas about other research projects. But when I can just walk up to a computer and say, hey, do this, and then walk away, what is my life? What am I doing? You know, I'm going to go out and do something else. I'm going to play a game. There's no real benefit to that, except maybe a little bit of stress reduction, right? Let's think about that for a minute. So, you know, before going on much further, I just want to thank you, you know. And I don't want to say names, and I don't want to say, you know, just generalized locations, but I want to thank you. You took the time to come on and listen to the show, right? So that butterfly effect, I may say something that's going to make your day better or, you know, prove a point. You'll say, you know, Alan, you sound good, you got this, but you're a jackass because your focal point is here. It's limited. You got your peripheral vision set to, 2%. You're not seeing outside the scope. And that happens, right? Because, again, we're influenced a lot by what we see. And that's where this is going. You know, I've had quite a bit of feedback from you, the listeners, the subscribers, the people that are getting engaged with the show, saying you'd like to see, possibly a video thing. Well, in the research that I have done, and again, I may not have seen everything. There's just no way I could. The internet's full of, great information, bad information. Some information is just put out there and it may be artificially, generated. Who knows? But in all the research that I've done, the consistency that I found was that, yes, video podcasts are great if you're trying to highlight, particular matters, substances, things are tangible, you can hold in your hands, things like that. That way the viewer can see it. And that's what a TikTok is, right? Oh, I saw this on, Amazon, or you got to get this off eBay, things like that. And it's great when you can see how it works, what it does, things like that. But in my research, and I studied really hard for Diary of a Bald Man, unlike when we had the Dragon Up 6.0. And one of the things that stood out was keep it short, 22 to 30 minutes. Because a lot of people will listen to this on drive time, break time, things like that. And then they get away from it. When they go home, they're going to listen to music. They may be getting calls, things like that. And one of the downsides of videos, it said, where people do it, and it's not really bad. When they were checking people that were watching videos, and how they do it is amazing. They put these sensors on and they see what they're focusing on. So you would think, both you and I, if you're looking at a video podcast, your head will pivot to the person that is speaking at the moment. And that does happen. But then what they started noticing, however these optics work, they was tracking their eye movement, things like that. They would focus on the things around the room, the decorations, the lighting, movement to the side. So they actually got distracted. And then at the end of the video, they'd say, hey, do you remember towards the end of this segment, what they were discussing, things like that. And they had a small idea. And they'd say, so did you lose interest because of the tone and tenor of the voice, things like that. And they really couldn't remember. They were visually distracted, just like the person that saw you opening the door, that you assisted somebody with that. There was a trigger where it stopped them from what they were doing long enough to notice that, and it changed your mindset. The little things we do. The butterfly effect. The other things that were coming in, so to answer that, I'm not doing videos because people lose interest in the content, and start focusing. If you look at Sean Ryan, one of the things I like about Sean Ryan, if you look at his video podcasts, they pan out, you got both speakers, right? And then they come in and the cameras will go between them. And then it goes out again to give you a broad focus. And so by doing that, it's kind of like safe driving, right? You don't want to focus on that car in front of you. You want to be checking your right and your left side because things are moving, right? You're going to catch stuff in your peripheral view. But what happens while we're driving, we're focused on that taillight. We focus on that car, the color, the movement, the light, the traffic, the speed. We find ourselves going slower, getting faster, and then suddenly I hit the brakes and we're crashing right into them because we over-focus. So the one thing I really love about Sean Ryan's show is, when he's got his guests on, they move that peripheral view for you so that you can audibly, get targeted back in. And great show, Sean Ryan, if you or any of your crew are listening to it, that's one of the things I love. But for me, I don't have those type of guests where I'm going to sit for 2, 3, 4 hours, talking about operational things and veteran stuff. The content that he gets into it's amazing. I love watching his show. But, that's when I'm sitting down and I'm not working, I'm not reflecting on other things, right? So for me, the messages that I'm trying to get out, the people that I'm trying to bring in, 20, 30 minutes is perfect. Because if we sit there and we discuss that person for, say, an hour, you kind of lose interest, right? So one of the things I found out, and I try to stick to with the podcast, and you'll see this more and more with other shows that are coming up, is simply this. And this is how you build a relationship too. I ask them some general questions. Where are you at? Where are you calling us from? You know, what are you doing? How do you like your coffee? How do you like your wine? Are my pants zipped? Little things like that, you know, and it gives you some interest into that individual. You know, just like, recently with the Danielle Davis thing, you know, people were like, oh my God, you met her when she was a teenager, welding, things like that. Yeah, they were focusing on what we were saying. But then when we looked at the dynamics and the analytics, you know, people were actually clicking on the links to learn more about her. You know, I don't know about the Instagram account. I'm not, you know, tracking how many new people or people she influenced that followed her on there. But you could see where they were looking her up on Skills USA and all these other things. And it was just amazing to them, you know, about this one young lady. And then, you know, that's just one of them. Because you got to remember, I've not really done the individual podcast in just a minute for the simple time that, you know, I was trying to show you there's lives that affect me outside of my own head. And I wanted to get you listening to those people and listening to the things that did it. You know, like when I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, I did the Reaching the Peak with Daniel Hughes. You know, so like me, a veteran, was into construction safety and parachuting, and people were like, man, I want to know more. You know, and so they actually looked him up. And then finding my way with Logan. You know, Logan came on the show. He was talking about some of the difficulties and looking for, you know, the type of work, things that he wanted to do to develop himself personally. And then the guy that inspired me, you know, that was on TikTok, just simply by walking. Remember, that's that visual cue of communication without any verbal content. But the Daily Mile with, you know, Matt Marcinowski, people ate it up. The downloads were huge because that, in communicating with them, gave them an idea of the things that I like, things that attracted me, things that followed me. And that's what you need to do. See what it is that you like, you love, that inspire, that motivate, piss you off, fucking just drive you absolutely nuts. Share that with others and see if they have the same. Then you have your bonding moment, right? Because you have like things. It's not always a great thing to do because you don't want to have toxic traits or things like that and have a whole group of people, because that's just a fucking sandwich of destruction right there. You want things that are towards the side that build you up, right? Politics and fucking religion tear people down every single time. I'm talking about organized religion, right? So don't get me started on that, because, you know, we had the recent event in Nashville. People were looking at what happened with that active shooter in the school, and they were like, oh, why would she attack a school? You know, church organizations don't do things like that, where you'd have to worry about, you know, a child doing things that it was just monstrous, what she did. Monstrous. You know, and people were like, oh, the church is like this, there couldn't have been any type of infraction. Bullshit. Bullshit. If you don't think people in religion take advantage of their positions and shit, you obviously don't fucking listen to anything going on with the Catholic Church and how they're constantly having to fight against, you know, attacks against priests because of shit that they were doing down the line. And don't even get me started on the Southern Baptist Convention. They're still investigating the fucking hundreds of improper and sexual acts that occurred with them. It's not the religion that's bad. It's the people that are saying they're religious that are bad. So you got to, when you look into stuff, there's more to the environment than what you think, or I think. You know, we don't know what triggers a person. But when we get back, we're going to talk about things that we can do to readjust our mindset and think to ourselves, you know, we don't want those toxic outcomes. We don't want these things that are going to put us on the thing where we're just going to lose our shit. And then, you know, we're driving crazy, we're doing stupid things. Things are not truly us, in which we let our environments control us. Based on this, we'll be back. We'll be right back.
Alan Wolford has produced this podcast for entertainment purposes. Neither this nor any other podcast he produced constitute legal, medical, marital, sexual, or professional advice. The opinions and views presented by Alan are his own and do not reflect the views or opinions of employers, clients, family, Facebook groupies, promotional sponsors, or baby Jesus. Any health information shared or mentioned as an alternative does not create any patient-physician relationship or other professional relationship between the audience and the presenters. No person listening to any podcast from this rocket surgeon should act or refrain from acting based on the content of a podcast without first seeking appropriate professional advice and or counseling. Nor shall the information be used to substitute for professional advice and counseling. As stated earlier, this show is for entertainment purposes, not how to lead or change your life. Do what is best for you or what your spouse approves of. Alan Wolford and all guests of the show expressly disclaim all liability relating to any actions taken or not taken based on any and all contents of this site.
Okay, and welcome back to the Diary of Baldman, the podcast where we document the highs and lows of being hairless in a world full of shampoo ads and bad hair days. I'm your host, Alan Wolford, the Chrome Dome with the microphone and the shining beacon of follicular freedom. So, I hope that in the time that, you know, you had a chance to just sit back, relax, listen to the audio, you know, you got a moment to think, hey, you know what, Alan's right. I have seen, I've done, I've been involved in minor things that may or may have affected other in nonverbal ways. You know, but sometimes what we don't think about is some of the things that we actually put ourselves through, it's not intentional, it's just how our mind perceives. You know, you could have been given some type of gratitude or something and you thought, you know what, that wasn't enough. Somebody else did something and they got like financial rewards or they got taken to dinners and things like that. And we tend to downgrade the good things that we get because we try to compare it to others. So that's one of the, you know, top seven rules of life that we got to talk about. But, you know, when we get into this, I want you to think just for a moment how many times you talked yourself out of something because you said, I'm not going to be good at it. I never thought I'd be good at podcasting. I didn't. I really didn't. I enjoyed podcasting. I like this, you know, venue, and I like the reward of getting information out and having people, both negative and positive, give feedback because not everything's going to be great, right? Again, it's how we bring it in. It's how we listen to it. Something that could have happened in our environment around us that normally would not have affected us did. You know, it could be crying kids. It could be irritated office personnel. Whole variety of things. Hell, it could be an upset stomach. Fucking watch your diet. You know, again, watch with the quick stuff. Quit microwaving everything. But let me give you some simple steps. And I'm telling you what, sometimes it works for me because I lose sight and I reflect on things because it's my mind. It's the way I'm set up. So I have to, you know, look at it and say, is it beneficial? If it's not, fucking let it go. Don't get jealous. Don't do this. What's it going to do for you? What's it going to change for you? If you can't answer anything in the positive, then let it go. So here's the simple things. Let it go. Never, ever ruin a good day by thinking about a bad yesterday or a bad 10 minutes ago, right? You can get bad news, you can get bad information. It may directly affect you or your family and things. But look at anything that you can find that's positive in it. Okay, I lost my job. Okay, now I've got a new opportunity to go into something I'm passionate about, take a break from this, you know, get with the wife and say, hey, you know, let's refocus our finances. Look at the little things that you could positively do. It's hard today. There's so many fucking jobs. So many of my clients are hurting for people because they'll hire somebody and then, you know, they just drag up. They go to a new fucking job because somebody else is paying 10 cents more. And it's the little things. You wouldn't think 10 cents would be much because in 40 hours, what is that? That's $4. What's the fucking tax on $4? It's going to be like $1.50 or something, right? So people let things overwhelm them and they say, hey, 10 more cents an hour is going to help me. Is it really? Is it really? Okay. Well, so think about that. Don't think about, you know, things from yesterday. Think about today. Think about tomorrow. Where you want to go. Where you want to put your feet down. Where you want to stand proud. But be yourself. Number two is be yourself. What others think of you is none of your fucking business. You know what? You know, they talk about all these people and, when you're in this environment, dress like this, dress like that. Okay, that gives, you know, a little bit of like a cultural thing, right? So if you're going to be somewhere, you want to be agreeable, so you wear the things they do. When I was with AFI Mac and I was with other companies, I always wore jeans. I mean, I'd wear dress pants on occasion to see a client, things like that, because I'm representing the company. When I was working with AFI Mac and now as a safety consultant, I'm representing me. I am the safety consultant. I'm there to talk and work alongside and help their, you know, team members and associates. So I'm approachable. When you have somebody with you that dresses different, that kind of piques your curiosity. You go to them. It's like, hey, what are you doing here? You look different. You're standing out. Everybody's got blue. You're wearing red. You know, and it's got a Bucky symbol on it, and that is a good thing for Buckies. We got one coming up. But be yourself. You know, if you want to wear one blue sock, one white sock, you know, to throw people off, give them the giggle a little bit, do so. But be true to who you are. Don't do it for the attention. Be yourself, and that will garner the attention. Because you could do like the other sheep and be covered in wool, or you could be yourself and wear that wolf's head on top. It's up to you. Number three is give it time. You know, we were talking just a minute ago, and I was saying everybody wants that instant gratification. They're using the ChatGPT and all these AI because they want to get something produced. It can be good if you study it, you learn it, you remember it, and things like that. But the better things take time. Like I said, you know, when your stomach got upset, quit fucking microwaving everything. Because, you know, preservatives, whatever, maybe it's not great, you know. Maybe you've got a bad gut issue going on, and because, you know, you're drinking sodas, you're drinking this, you're drinking Kickstarts, whatever the fuck it is, overloading with sugar, make something. Take time to scramble fucking eggs and throw cheese on it. Don't get a frozen egg with cheese omelet. Make one. You've got time. And if you're saying you're running late for work, then you have bad time management. That's what you need to work on. But don't compare. Number four is don't compare. You know, apples and oranges are two different things. Frozen is different from the good stuff. Don't compare what you have, you know, because you have no idea what their journey is all about. Don't say, well, these people, man, they're always on trips, they're always like this. They may be flat-ass broke, too, because it takes a lot of fucking money to put boats on water, gas, things like that. A lot of people go into debt to live like the Joneses. So don't compare yourself to them. Be grateful what you've been given, the opportunities, what you have. If you have 5 cents in your pocket, that is 5 fucking cents. Can it buy a lot? No, but you are not completely broke. Take that positive aspect and say, what can I do with 5 cents? You know, go walk around, collect more pennies, do something. But if you believe that that is a seed that you're holding in your hand, other money will come to it because you're focused. Hey, I'm going to generate more. I'm going to build up on this. And you can. You will find a fucking way. Stop thinking too much about things. Number five is stop thinking so much. The answers come to you when you least expect it. You know, we overanalyze. I do it all the damn time. How do I get this? How do I do that? And I'll get so involved, and it's like, fuck it, I got to step away for a minute. When I quit thinking about it, the answers come. We do that so much, you know. It's like, oh, I wish I would have thought of this. I wish I would have thought of that. The time wasn't right. It wasn't the right opportunity. It wasn't the right time. It wasn't anything that you needed to do at the time, so you responded. And sometimes you don't need to respond that quick. Take the time. Don't think too much. Say, let me get back with you. Let me reflect on this. I'm overloaded with other information and things, but what you're asking me is important. What you need of me is important. So give me a moment to stop this so I can give you the best I've got. Okay? So stop thinking too much. Number six, it's on you. No one is in charge of your happiness except for you. So if you're feeling that people are bombarding you, bombarding you, and bombarding you, that's on you. You have to set limits. You have to set boundaries. And you have to be man or woman enough to say, hey, whoa, back up. I'm bombarded with this. I've got to take the kids here. My dog just died. I've got a lot of things I've got to get done, you know, and set those boundaries, set those limits. Same thing. If you're not moving fast enough, are you reaching out? Are you following up? Are you communicating and trying to get closure? Think about it. You know, it's on you. if you've had a bad day because someone said your shirt looks like shit and stuff, that's on you. You could have ironed the motherfucker. You could have washed it. You could have done a great number of things. Just say, yep, that's my fault. I've got to fix it. I've got to deal with this and get it done. You know, reach out to people. You know, we have got so many great minds and so many beautiful people out there with so much potential. But they're like, I'm not going anywhere. I can't find a job. You can find a fucking job. It may not be the one you want to do right now. So stop. Take that pause that you have been given. Focus on something else. And when it's your time, it's going to come up. I promise you that. And lastly, smile. There is nothing that's going to, you know, fix everything. It's not. But you don't own all the problems in the world. And if you smile, remember, you smile, you be you. You quit regurgitating things in your mind. Somebody around the corner is going to see you smile and say, hey, that's somebody I can approach. And even if you're having a bad day, they're going to come up and say, hey, beautiful smile. You got shit all over your shirt, but that's a beautiful smile. Take it in. They stopped a moment to talk to you. Say, hey, you know how I got this? I was juggling coffee, briefcase, all this, spilt shit on my shirt, trying to help somebody in the door. They didn't even say thank you. But you know what? They didn't have to. Maybe they didn't speak English. Maybe they had a mouthful of fucking crackers. Who knows? But you're taking the point that, hey, I did something good for somebody. You notice them smiling. In fact, that I've got shit all over my shirt. My hair's messed up. All this stuff's going on. But I'm smiling because I'm still alive and able to move forward. Think about it. Don't overthink about it. Do something when the mood hits you. Set your boundaries. Be happy. Reach out to me if you need any type of support. You know, if you can't find me, just Google Alan the Safety Guy. It pulls up my information. Email me at diaryofabaldman1968@gmail.com. Hell, use telekinesis if you can. Plan for great days. Prepare for bad days. Communicate with everything and everyone. And engage in life. Now get the fuck out of here and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for listening. Please take a moment to like, rate, or send a comment.
You've been listening to The Diary of a Bald Man. How do you feel? A little dizzy? Maybe a little nauseous? That was one hell of a ride, I know. It's our passion to make you feel as uncomfortable as possible. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, Google Alan the Safety Guy. You'll find all the socials there. Connect with us. Or else. See you next time on Diary of a Bald Man.